And a senior research fellow at the Lincoln Center for International Affairs, Dr. Ken Arosu, says President Campaore's quest to be a lifetime president is the major cause of the turmoil in Burkina Faso. Speaking on Behind the News, he says such a posture will not end well. Basing his argument on recent happenings in some other African countries, he said the situation is precarious and requires tactful and diplomatic approaches to deal with it. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Blaise Compaoré is somebody who transmogrified and he ruled with an iron fist. And what has sparked all this is that he wants to be a lifetime president. After 27 years, he's not satisfied. And he wants to change the constitution to become a president another 7 years. And the people say, no, this is the situation we have. As you rightly pointed out, the parliament has been burnt. The broadcasting house has been burnt. A number of MPs, their houses have been burnt. And they are now marching on straight. He had a national address on a private radio and saying that he has declared a state of emergency and that the people should remain calm and he will speak to the opposition. But that is not what the masses want. What they want is that he should immediately resign and hand over the reins of power.
But he declaring a state of emergency and dissolving parliament, what are the implications of these actions?
Personally, I think his declaration of a state of emergency amounts to nothing. If you are at your wit's end, the best he has to do is to hand over power. So I would call for a peaceful demonstration rebellion and not the burning down of buildings and structures, because at the end of it all, they have to rebuild those things with the hard-earned money.
But what makes people like President Compaoré to want to stay in power perpetually and even want to type the constitution accepted by all the people in order to entrench their power?
I don't want to say it's an African thing, but this is very common with the Francophone countries. But from a psychological perspective, it may be that this man has done so much wrong, has stepped on so many people's foot, that he might feel just like Mugabe, that whenever he's out of power, he'll be called to account. And the best way to ensure that he passes safely through is to remain in power so that nobody questions the atrocities that he has visited upon the people.
Senior research fellow at LESIAD, Dr. Ken Arosu. For his part, an international relations expert, Ibrad Ibrahim, said the situation is a test case for ECOWAS to solve a sub-regional problem. He said its effect will definitely spiral into Ghana. Therefore, President Mahama and his peers have a task to put things right diplomatically.
I think at such a trying moment, the sub-region is grappling with Ebola. A political instability like what we are seeing in Burkina Faso is just the last thing the sub-region would anticipate. I think Ghana should be getting for an influx of Burkinabe refugees. And the Economist has indicated the volume of intertrade there is between us and Burkina Faso. And from a political point of view, too, I believe Ghana needs to step up to the plate. It will be a test of character for us because all indications point to the fact that there is going to be a regime change in Burkina Faso. I don't think anybody has the carte blanche to be a president for life. You leave the stage when the applause is loudest, and the time has come for African leaders to learn just that. And this is also a strong indication that interventionist policies to tailor-make the governance of the continent so that there would be good governance have largely failed. This guy has been president for 27 years, and he still wants to cling to power. We've known from history that he's a shrewd politician, and he has faced similar mutinies and protests in the past, right from 1999, and he has survived. But it doesn't look like Blaise Compaoré can survive this one.
There is an argument out there that long stay in power sometimes ensures development and proper policies and continuity of projects.
Longevity has proven to have a positive nexus with development in some parts of Africa. Everybody knows, even though Gaddafi was seen as a dictator, the level of development there was in Libya was on par with the continent. But in most cases, where leaders have stayed for too long, they have become engrossed and entrenched with corruption, and they have, you know, made people live in penury in the midst of plenty.
How can we prevent the trickle-down effect of what is happening in Burkina Faso?
Whatever happens, Ghana will be affected in one way or another. Ghana, in such a difficult moment of our economy, is not ready to take in tens of thousands. thousands of Burkinabe refugees. So this will have a huge toll on us both economically and politically. So the earlier ECOWAS was able to stamp its authority and make sure it determines a peaceful trajectory to this current protest we have in Burkina Faso, I think the better it will be.
International relations expert Ibrad Ibrahim. On the economic implications of the situation on Ghana, a lecturer at the University of Education Winneba, Dr. Theo Richardson, said if the problems persist for a long period, its impact will be felt in Ghana. He said Ghana depends on Burkina Faso for vegetables and other imports.
I don't expect that within a short term. The crisis is now unfolding. Should the crisis deteriorate within the next 6 months, we could expect something. But I don't think that apart from Burkina Faso, we don't have alternative sources of supply. But if so, supply from Burkina Faso constitutes a substantial proportion of our import of vegetables and meat from Burkina Faso, then ultimately within the next 6 months to 1 year, we should expect some negative feedback effect or adverse effect on the prices of these products. In other words, we should expect prices to go up. And if that should coincide with the IMF policies that we should expect the government to roll out in January or February, the consequences could be harsh for Ghana. Before December, we should see some resolution of this crisis in Burkina Faso.